pointed out that Rashi seems to have a fascinating shita. Rashi had learned in the Gemara that the Gemara says hafayshe begroinoi, that if someone had something bothering him in his throat, so then the halacha is, since he puts in a lot of shemen, so then the shemen is the ikar, and the bracha that's made is going to be a borei priva eis. That's the shita of Rashi. What is the implication of Rashi's shita? So in order to understand how far Rashi's shita goes, one should be aware of the position of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon points out that there is a fundamental machlokes in the Torah, in Simin Reish Beis, Siv Dalet, where we have the following hesber of Rabbeinu Yosef. Does anybody know who this Rabbeinu Yosef is? I'm not sure who this Rabbeinu Yosef is. Often Rabbeinu Yosef refers to the Rebbe of the Rambam, the Rebbe Gash, but I'm not convinced at all that that's who this is. Anyhow, Rabbeinu Yosef learns the following. Upirish Rabbeinu Yosef says the Torah in the Reish Beis. The lav dach b'chayshish b'groinai. We're not only talking about someone who has a throat ache. Elo orcha demil sanaka. The Gemara is lav dachka. Rabbeinu Yosef lav dachka is the whole Gemara. He says that our Gemara is talking about even someone who doesn't necessarily have a throat ache. Then in such a case they make a bore priya ache. What would the way, the lomdish way to crunch the sheet of Rabbeinu Yosef? Anybody want to say it the way a lomdin would say? Yes, Avram?
It's a din in the measurement.
Okay. In the right direction. The way to say it is Rabbeinu Yosef understands, by the way, to be able to classify things this way is very, very important. Rabbeinu Yosef understands that the halacha of cholet is a simin, not a siva. When the Gemara says, let me explain to you, just introduce for those who've never heard those words before. There are sometimes the halacha is when the Gemara says something, the Gemara is giving the reason for the halacha. And sometimes the Gemara is not giving the siva, the reason for the halacha, but rather the halacha itself is a symbol, is a sign for something else. When the Gemara says Chola, that a Chola the Bracha is Bari Priya Eitz, is the Gemara giving us a Siva? In other words, that the Chola makes a Bari Priya Eitz because a Chola makes a Bari Priya Eitz? Because for him the Shemin is the Iker? Or by a Chola, it's a Simon that you get a Bari Priya Eitz? Because by a Chola they put in more Shemin. Says Rabbeinu Yosef, the Gemara is giving us a Siva. It's not giving us the Siba. Chole is a simin that whenever you have a lot of shemen, then it gets a Bar Priya Eitz. That's the position of Rabbeinu Yosef. The Bahag says that's wrong. Avo ba'alochas gedolos katsur she'en lo levarech. Elim kein kaivin lechinche. De mechavin lerefua. No! The Gemara is not giving us a simin, it's the siba. It's because the oil is making your throat feel better. What's the reason you make a Bari Priya Eitz on oil? Because the oil is the majority, or because it makes your throat feel better? According to Rabbeinu Yosef, it's because it's the majority, or it's significant, ikar. However, according to the Bahag, the reason why you're making a Bari Priya Eitz is because it's there to make your throat feel better. L'may nafkamina between Rabbeinu Yosef and Bahad, the nafkamina will be, what happens if you have more than the average amount of oil, but your throat is not bothering you? According to Rabbeinu Yosef, you make a bar priyates. According to the Bahad, it's only there when it's making your throat feel better. Comes along the Gra, and the Gra says, our Rashi is totally in this machloikis. Let's take a look at the Gra. By the way, Rabosai, whenever you finish a sugya, one of the simanim to really, really do a good chazara is, of course, this is not a chazara. You open up the Shulchan Aruch, and you read the Shulchan Aruch, and then you take a look. If it's in Aruch Chaim, you read the Mishnah Berurah. And if it's not Aruch Chaim, then you read the other poskim. So that's not called chazara. That's called just being masik shmeitz and leaving the ilchasa. If you don't do that, so then you've missed part of the sugya. To be masik shmeitz and leaving the ilchasa, maybe you've missed the ikar of the sugya. However, one more thing, and that is to look, be able to look at the gra and to explain the gra. One of the simanim of whether a person has learned the sugya well is if he's able to explain the gra's references. Half of the time I'm not able to understand exactly what the gra is referring to, but it's a good challenge for a person to give of himself. So let's take a look at the gra. So the gra says on this halacha, zok de helig gra. Where is it? Says the gra, we're in Siv Dalid and Simin Reish Beis. Yeah, in Os Yud in the gra, Imu Choshesh, Ayin Rashi Shon, the Chain Das Harabeinu Yosef, Vatur, She'ein Otoli B'Choshesh B'Grono. You tell me, what's the Kavana of the gra? What's the gra saying? You tell me, what's the gra saying over here? Yes, the gra says, Ayin Rashi Shon, Dibra Maschel Achoshesh, V'chein Das Harab Rabbeinu Yosef, Batur, She'ein Atolui B'choshesh B'grono. What the gra is saying is the following. He's saying that Rashi is going with the Shita of Rabbeinu Yosef. It's not dependent on how much. It's not dependent on whether you're sick or not. Rather, it just depends on whether there's an abnormal amount of oil. If there's an abnormal amount, then that's a simon you want the oil. If that's a simon you want the oil, so that's a bari priya eitz. Normally, the oil is a tafel. And if you have a lot, then automatically it's going to get a bari priya eitz. This is the position of the gra. Now, Rabosai, what I want to point out to you is you could have came to all this discussion without opening. For sure you need to open the tour and the Shulchan Aruch. But even without coming to the tour and Shulchan Aruch, you should have noticed this when you read Rashi. If you didn't notice this when you read Rashi, so then you didn't make appropriate laning to be able to be Masik Shmaitza Aliba Delchasa. You didn't make an appropriate laning to see the Omek of the Sugya. Okay, so this is what the Gra writes. Benji, everything okay? You with me? Yeah, good. So this is what the Gra says. Beautiful. Rabosai, when you read Rashi, did you read Rashi like the Gra? Manu, you read it that way? That's how you read it. I noticed the diuk in Rashi, but Luchura, you could say differently than the Gra. Luchura, you could say differently with the Gra. And again, this is going to be nafkamina. All right, halacha lemaisa, see, this is the problem. See, nowadays, people who say they're learning halacha, they're not learning halacha a lot of times, they're learning maisa. But learning halacha, a lot of times, the sugyas are not so halacha le-maisa doesn't come up. How many people are drinking anigram today? So that's what Reb Chaim Volozhin is discussing. Don't be like those who are only focusing on, no, you got to want to know Gemara, Pirush, Rashi, Tesis. That's what Reb Chaim Volozhin writes in Nevesh HaChaim. But La halacha, even though it doesn't happen that much l'maisa, so how does it go over here? How does it go? Is Rashi taking sides in this machlokes la halacha? So l'chura, I thought the Eliyahu Rabbah makes a good point. The Eliyahu Rabbah learns that l'chura, you don't necessarily will be medayik. Look up the Eliyahu Rabbah itself, I gave you the Maran Makam. The Eliyahu Rabbah says, l'chura Rashi, you can read differently. Can anybody read Rashi differently than the Gra? Yes, Michael?
But it's not saying it's a simon. Meaning it's a simon you need to put on it, and then it would be ikker, then it says after that that the shemen would be ikker, and that it would be tuple, because it starts to do away as a simon you need to put it in, as harbe. But not as...
What do you mean by, I think you're in the right direction, it's not clear to me what you're saying. Yes, Yaakov?
I don't read Sarif and saying the harba that harba is rove. Say it's a significant amount that will make the shemit.
I'm not talking about rove. Kule alma modena chanami doesn't have to be rove. What else, Adam?
I thought maybe.
Let's see. Someone who's learning in the halacha. Kola. Go ahead. Let's see if you. Go ahead.
Maybe it's that Moshesh Pigrano, Vetzeth, Atabo, Shemabe. Maybe you both.
Very good. Very good. Adam's saying good. Oh, that's how you read a Rashi la halacha. So he's saying maybe you don't have to gross pshat is not the only mukhrach tikka pshat. That's not the only mukhrach tikka pshat. L'chura, you could be mefakbek with the gross reading in Rashi. And that is, the gross said Rashi learned like Rabbeinu Yosef. Rabbi Yosef holds whenever the majority is shemen, or it's a lot of shemen, or it's a lot of shemen, then it gets a bar priates. Says El Yerabba, no. Maybe this is what you meant, I think, Michal. That when is it that you put in a lot of oil? When someone is sick. Now, what happens if someone's a Mishigana and he drinks an Anigro with a lot of bad tasting oil? So, for a Mishigana, we're going to give him a bar of Priya 8? Absolutely not. According to Rabbeinu Yosef, it sounds like any time a person's going to have a drink a lot of shemen, so in such a case, you get a bar of Priya 8. That's how Rabbeinu Yosef learned. That's how the Gra assumes Bedas Rashi. Zokt El Yerabba, I disagree with you. Halacha L'maisa says El Yerabba that if someone is not sick and he likes to put in a lot of oil, but L'daita it's a Kaladam, and in such a case the bracha is going to be a shackle. While the Gra understood Bedas Rashi, the Rashi was going with Rabbeinu Yosef. A third Mahalach, Rabosai. Third Mahalach is the Prima Gadin. I expected one of the veterans to make the Prima Gadim's deal. So those of you veterans out there, I'm giving you a little bit of Musser. There's the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim has a brilliant shot. Yes. Yes, absolutely. By the way, you have to learn how to be like, Ben doesn't interrupt me very, very often. Sometimes I ignore the guys that interrupt me. But if you pick your spots when to interrupt me, so then I listen to you. Yeah, go ahead, Ben. Ben has become master of that. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, no, don't apologize. Go ahead.
Where's the Rashi that says...
Apologize when you do it wrong. Yeah, go ahead.
Where's the Rashi that says you're a fool and ichor?
No, see, he's saying like this. The diuk is, this is Dafka. Adam is saying like this. It's Dafka when he's a choshesh begrono. It's Dafka when he's a choshesh begrono. What happens if he's not a choshesh begrono? That's what Adam is saying. That's the El Yerabba's chap. There's a third Mahalach, the Prima Gadim. No, I'll give you the veteran one last 2 seconds. Yes? One more diuk, Rabosai. What's the deeper Hamaskil Achoshish Begrono going on? The Gemara in Shabbos. Oh, who says the Prima Gadim wasn't? The Prima Gadim people associate. Oh, the Prima Gadim says the halacha is like this. The Prima Gadim analyzed Gemara Rashi Taisis. Analyze Gemara Rashi Taisis. Zot the Heilige Prima Gadim. The deeper Hamaskil Achoshish Begrono is going on what? Hachoshish Begrono is going on?
Refuah for Shabbos.
He wants the Taina. Prima God wants the Taina. Rashi doesn't disagree with anybody. Rashi goes like the Rambam. Let's look back at the Rambam. All right, now that's going to be our segue into... Can someone pass me a Rambam, please? We're going to have to ask a zillion questions on the Rambam, but just to point out, does Rambam agree with Rabbeinu Yosef? Thank you. Does Rambam agree with Rabbeinu Yosef or disagree with Rabbeinu Yosef, Rabosai? Disagrees. The Rambam zok the heilige Rambam. What does the Rambam say? B'me'e parma murim sh'yechoshish b'groinah. V'shos ha'ashem me'ashal v'sgiyotzeh b'ayim. Sh'reinene v'shdiyasa. Rambam makes no mention of Rove. So we had a Mahalach of El Yerabba. We had a Mahalach of the Gra that said what? What were their Avonis? Their Avonis was that Rashi for sure disagrees with the Rambam. Question is whether Rashi goes to Rabbeinu Yosef or Rashi doesn't go to Rabbeinu Yosef. But both of them say you need Rov. Right? The Rambam never takes into account Rov. So most of the world says there's a machlokas over here between Rashi and the Rambam. It'll be one of the many machlokios between Rashi and the Rambam in our sugya. It would be really entertaining to see. Mirtz Hashem will be zelcha after Tchias HaMesim to see Rashi and the Rambam argue about the sugya. Because every single line of the Gemara, they're going to disagree. Every single line in the Gemara, they're going to disagree. So Rambam makes no mention of Rov altogether. What's the Rambam's Hagdara? The Rambam's Hagdara is whether it's L'chola or not. Nothing to do with Rov or not. Says the Prima Gadim, even Rashi agrees with the Rambam on this one. It'd be nice to see the Prima Gadim and the Gra argue with Mirtz Hashem will be Zocha too. to see the Prima Gadim and the Gra argue. But Prima Gadim says the Gra is wrong also. Now is the Gra wrong? Even Eli Rabba is wrong. Rashi only said this in Hilchos Shabbos. What's the lamdus of the Prima Gadim? Why would the Prima Gadim say Dafkin Hilchos Shabbos? Because in Hilchos Shabbos the whole Shash is what? Marisayin, right? It looks like someone's doing refuah. If he's doing refuah, then maybe he's going to grind on Shabbos. But if he's drinking it as a power drink, there's no refuah. Power drink is not refuah. The only time on Shabbos we're going to be machmir is when it's obvious that it's refuah. If it's not obvious, and Vanevin Yom, and those who know Hilchos Shabbos know there are many riots in Hilchos Shabbos like this. That the only time there's a marisayin is when it's obvious that it's refuah. But if it's not really refuah, then halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Zot the Prima Gadim, really Rashi and the Rambam agree. Shalom al Yisrael. Three geshmak of pshatim in Rashi. No? Mamish mesameach. And woe is to us if we didn't notice this stop at this Rashi. At least have come to one of these three understandings of Rashi in Rashi. Okay, Avkan, this is the diuk that everybody should have made in Rashi. You should have stopped at this. And if you didn't stop at it, then that means you missed something in making a laming on the sukkah. Rabosai, we have so much to do before the Beit Hazmanim. I'll take questions. Afterwards, I want to start analyzing Bezer Hashem with you, the Shitas HaRambam, and how the Rambam read the Gemara. Let's begin. Zog the Heilige Rambam. Again, one more time. V'shosa Hashem in me'ashlakus u'kiyotzeven, shereinene v'shtiyosa. Avol v'shosa Hashem in levadoi, oi shaloi yechoshish b'groinoi, mevarech alam shahakol, sharei loinene b'tam Hashem. Rabosai, fire away. All right, you know what? No one's firing, so let's let the Torah fire. Let's take a look. Open up the Torah. Open up the Torah. Says the Torah. Simi Reish Beis, Siv Dalet. Says the Torah. V'chein Kosa Arama. Im Shosa Oysa Levadoi. First of all, the Rambam is like the Balachos Gedolos that says that's entirely dependent if it's the refuah. If it's the refuah, you get a Baruch Priyates. If it's not the refuah, then it gets, according to Rambam, what bracha does it get? Shahako. Ve'ein amira, frek the tour. Mashikasa Shim Shasai said the Vada, Shimavarichalov, the Kamrina Bigamara, E the Shasya Beine Azuke Mazikle. Pirush Veloy Varichalov Klal. Says the Torah, the Rambam's against the Gemara. The Gemara said that if you're Shasile, Azuke Mazikle, Veino the Varichalov Klal. So how could the Rambam say, question number one? If you drink shemen straight, how could the Rambam give it a shakal? The halacha is that you make nothing. Azuke maskile. Azoy frek the tour. That's question number one. Anybody else bothered by another question? This question, of course, is quoted as well by the Kesef Mishnah. Anything else you should be bothered in the Rambam? Yes, Abi?
Well, if we said that the reason you wouldn't make a bracha on it.
Anything else to be bothered by? Oh. Should have noticed another question. Frek the Magen Avram. Simin Reish Beis. Siv Katan on our halacha. Reish Beis Dalet. By the way, if I ever put Shulchan Aruch and Tur, that means the Tur and Shulchan Aruch and all their Nosei Kalim. Obviously, I don't expect everybody to do all the Nosei Kalim, but everything is fair game if I put down Torah and Shulchan Aruch. Most important thing is Gemara Rashi. That's the most important thing. Spend a lot of time Gemara Rashi and the star. But if you want to be really, really, really prepared for Shir, you do all the Nosei Kalim. Says the Magen Avram. Sarachiyun. Oh, first of all, Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. says imu chosh begrono havel Hashem and ikur mivarech labar creates v'mein iskam frua el achil havel enigra enigra v'einam mivarech al enigra shakol el al enigra shakol. It's interesting they add that in parentheses shakol. Presumably he's going with the Rambam's shakol. Break the magen Avram sarafiyun the habig imara daf lamites isa behedya the mivarech al meisikol bare priya dama the moshe kasev the kamot simreishay simbeis. The Gemara later on is going to tell us, what bracha do you make on vegetable soup, Rabosai? If it's vegetables that you normally cook in a soup, the bracha is borei pri adama. So now I've got this concoction from vegetables mixed with shemen. So what bracha should that be? Borei pri adama. So you have shlokas. We're going to get to it. Upcoming attractions, Bezer Hashem. We have on daf Lamed Zayin somewhere. You have over there the sugya of Shlokos, and there the Gemara says that the bracha is going to be a borei pri ha'adama. So frek the Magen Avram, why is it that we say that the bracha over here, according to Rav Neshakel, excuse me, it's Lamed Chesam of it. Why is it that we say that the bracha is a shahakel? Okay. These are two bomb kashas on the Rambam. Now, there are more questions that could be asked on the Rambam, but I would like to focus, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarech, on these two kashas. Rabosai, first, what do we do before we develop mahalach on our own? And the mahalach is going to start Mineu Bei in the Gemara itself. Not just Tam philosophy, not Brisker conceptuality. We'll be that too. But it starts Mineu Bei in the Gemara itself. First, let's see how the Kesef Mishnah answers the question. What does... By the way, the Kesef Mishnah's answer is very, very important. Aside from him being the Kesef Mishnah, why else is it important? Kesef Mishnah, it's mind-boggling. The schus of Moran Rabbi Yosef Cairo is that he had a hand in the three most important svarim in the last 1,000 years. Is that mind-boggling? The three most important svarim that were written in the last 1,000 years, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rabbi Yosef Cairo has a hand in. There were so many Gedolei Torah in the last 1,000 years. And the three most important svarim, one Gadol B'Torah has a very, very important hand in it. You think about it, it's mind-boggling. In fact, when we were by his kever, we were discussing this with Rufiskiyo when we went with the summer kola. We were discussing that phenomenon. The water of Yosef Cairo was Zocha. Of course, also according to some, they say that we have a sefer, that he is Zocha to Gilui, that Malach came to learn with him. It's a special schus that Rabbi Yosef Cairo had. It's a mind-boggling schus. Now the Kesef Mishnah's pshat is important because Kesef Mishnah's pshat tells us how the Shulchan Aruch thought, right? Because the three most important svarim were Tur, Rambam, and Shulchan Aruch. So he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. He wrote the most important perush on the Rambam, and he wrote the Beis Yosef, which was the encyclopedia of halacha until they got a hold of computers. And then they put out the Encyclopedia Talmudis. But the Beis Yosef is most important. Now, so then if you want to know what the thinking of the Shulchan Aruch is, so then in such a case, then you got to know what the Kesef Mishnah says. So the Kesef Mishnah asks one of these questions, and the Kesef Mishnah says, let's take a look at the Kesef Mishnah inside. Tema, dikiva dazuke mazik, if it's mazik you, so did it the Gemara said, ein levarech alav, you don't make a bracha. The chayin kosova rif, vishasele mishte azuke mazik lei, v'lo mevarech aleha. Ukfar tama lovatur, so that was question number one that we had asked. V'rabbeinu mefarish, the Kesef Mishnah is going to be miyashi the Rambam, and he says, how the Rambam learn? Shelo amru dishasele azuke mazik, ela fuke masham yishi yivarech lavar priyeis. Abol kivan da afagav da azuke mazik nenu mevarech. How does the Kesef Mishnah learn? Kesef Mishnah makes an amazing diuk in pshat in the Gemara. And this diuk, everybody's going to have to hold in the Rambam. The question is whether we can take the Kesem Mishnah's Mahalach ad asof, but everybody's going to make the following diuk. Rabosai, every single one of you should have noticed this. The Rif and the Tur pulled the wool over our eyes. Could anybody tell me how the Rif and Tur pulled the wool over our eyes? There's something in the Tur's question that's not correct. I can just see in my mind's eye, I can see the Rambam's reaction to the Tur. I could see the what the Rambam would say. You remember, see, whoa.
Macy, you have a hand?
What would the reaction be? Yeah? Yes, Yaakov?
The Gemara never says there's no bracha.
What's that?
The Gemara never says there's no bracha.
Beautiful. The Gemara never said, hey, chidami, tell me if you're masking, Mason, to this aura. The Gemara says that it's mazik. Did the Gemara ever say that you don't get a bracha?
No.
Beautiful, no. The Gemara, who was the first one that said that you don't?
Rashi.
Beautiful. 100%, he's on the ball. He's 100% right. Take a look. The Gemara never said that when you have the shemen, did the Gemara ever say that you don't make a bracha? So what is the Rambam? So Mason, let's finish off together. What does the Rambam hold when the Gemara says Azuke Maskele? How's the Rambam going to learn? How's he going to read the Gemara when the Gemara says Azuke Maskele? What? He's going to learn you don't get a Torah Priya Eitz. But who says you don't get a bracha? That's what the Rambam would say when he saw Rashi. That's what he'll say to the tour. And that's why I'm saying that the Rashi and Rambam are going to disagree in every line in the Gemara. By the time we finish every line in the Gemara, they're going to disagree. Wait a second. Shat Aleph, as Mason pointed out, is that could very well be that the bracha is what? The bracha is going to be a shahako. When the Gemara is saying Azuke Mastile, all the Gemara is saying is, you don't get a bar priest, but a shackle it could be. A shackle it could be. Oh! Im kainim advarim. So then the question says the Kesem Mishnah falls away. The question falls away. The Gemara is just saying Azuke Maskile is just saying that you don't get a ace. But you still get a shackle.
Yeah.
What was the Torah thinking? Oh, very good. So what's the Torah thing? What's the Torah going to say back to the Rambam? What's the Torah going to say back to the Rambam? Mason already helped me on this. This whole table, including Michal. You're going to help me over here. You're going to help me with Adam. What's the Torah going to say? The Torah says, no! There's no bracha! What's the Torah going to say back to the Rambam? Why does he think that Rashi is right? Why should Rashi be right? Why would you say that there's no bracha? I didn't ask you, I asked the question. No?
I'm so happy.
No? Good, explain, Mason. Good.
And you're not allowed to get any azal when it's condemned.
What do you mean? You're not allowed to get enough. Rephrase.
You shouldn't praise God for something that's damaging.
What are you thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for if it's damaging? So how in the world, don't use fancy words from Akiva Eger. Learn shot. How in the world could we explain, in other words, the Kesem Mishnah requires where Hezber. Then the Kesem Mishnah is saying, no, you're going to get a shackle. Rashi, Mason argues, is 100% right. Rashi's right. At the end of the day, if it's being mazikim, how in the world do you make a bracha? Some make a bracha on drugs? Make bracha on drugs? Let's say he drank it. Let's say he drank the drugs. You make a bracha? It doesn't make any sense. By the way, is Macholkes Rambam right? And what about Macholkes Asuras? Do you make a bracha on Macholkes Rambam right? But even the Shita who holds that you do make a bracha on Macholkes Asuras, no one would say that you make a bracha on drugs. Dover Pashut. So Azuki Maskile, it's being Mazik in what? So if it's drugs, you think the Sheva tax is a.
No,
it's a Makol Siris. We'll get to it. That will be the last. Okay. So the Chura, that's the Torah's response. The Kesa Mishnah, therefore, I leave off on with a Tzara Chiyun on the. The defense of the Kesef Mishnah. Both sides, there is a totally different way of reading our Gemara. The Ritva says it. When I gave it to you on the Marim Kolos, I gave it to you in the Mi'iri, who quotes in the name of the Gedolei HaMefarshim. And this, I believe, was behind a mahalach that Rav Soloveitchik developed, the Das HaRambam, which ultimately I think is an exhilarating shot, and the truth is, you could have even noticed it when you read the Gemara itself. In other words, every Yisod we always tried to show how it comes out of the Mineu Bay of the Gemara. Rav Ozai, is there a totally different way of reading Azuki Maskile? Totally different way of reading the Gemara. Yes, Eitan.
It's not Maske body, you're Maske Shemin.
Beautiful. Oh. Says the Mi'iri like this. And the Ritva also has this idea. Ayin Shem, the Talmidim should look in the Ritva. And Yitz Hashem, the Shana Gimel guy, we're already looking at the Ritva on their own. You should have looked at the Ritva on your own as well, after you did the Gemara well. Says the Mi'iri, Hashoy says Shem and Zayis Levado, Hein Lerefua, Kigon Choshesh Begrono, Hein Shalol Lerefua, Ein Avarach Klau, She'ein Kan Shumano, La'adarabo, Le'ina Hazana, Mia Maziku Leguf. It's damaging the body. Says the Mi'iri, V'yesh Mefarshim, and some understand, Azuke Mazikle, Ha'adam L'Shemen. It's not the pshat that the Shemen damages the body. If a person has something that damages his body, of course it's not going to be any bracha. But that's not what the Kavanas HaGemara is, says the Mi'iri. We're talking about Mazikle Ha'adam L'Shemen. He's being mafsid the shemen because he's not using it for its ideal. Rabosai, this yisod also appears specifically in regards to being mazik truma. In the Rambam in Hilchos Macholos, I'll get to Macholos Asuris in a moment. In Hilchos Trumas. Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam has a yisod that everybody should know in what's referred to in the yeshivas as called Dover Hanitim. In Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam describes how a person is supposed to eat truma. Says the Rambam, HaTruma mitna la'achila ulishtia, ulisicha, she'asicha hikishtia. The Rambam tells you there's a certain way you're supposed to eat truma. And then he says, Sicha is like drinking. By the way, Vamevin Yavin, how is that connected to Yom HaKippurim? Shenema ratovo kamayim bekirbo kishem batzvosa. Vahashtia bechlal achila. And shtia is also included in achila. Lechol dover shadarka lechol. Velishos dover shadarka lishtos. Velosuch dover shadarka losuch. Lo yisuch yayin vechomets. Avosach huwes Hashem natar. Umadlik es atame vizeo anikr shem tzvev bechol. The Rambam says that there's a certain way you're supposed to eat truma. You're supposed to v'chiyochal kodesh, says the Rambam, and Chazal understood that when it comes to oil, sicha is like shtia, and shtia is like achila. It's a dramatic formulation in the Rambam, which requires a whole shir by itself, but the Rambam says sicha is like shtia, and shti is like the afilu. This is a Gemara in Yuma that says that anointing is considered drinking. The Rambam quotes the same pasuk as in Hilchos Yom Kippurim. Vatavo kamayim bekirbo. In Kainim Advarim, we see that if someone doesn't eat truma properly, then that, if he doesn't use it, to put it back in the yeshiva terminology, if he doesn't use it as its appropriate davar haniten, the way it was made to be used, then that's considered being mazik truma. Even if the manner in which he drinks it is the regular manner. Let me say it in brisker terminology. There's svei dinim in shelo kederach. There are two types of ways to eat something shelo kederach. One way of eating something shelo kederach is, as the Rambam describes in Hilchos Macholos Asuris and the Gemara in Pesachim al Chav Dalid on the Beis, and that is to eat the object in an abnormal way. You can eat the object in an abnormal way if you eat it raw. That's what Gemara Pesachim describes. Or the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Lamed on the Beis describes if you don't chew it, if you swallow it whole, someone puts it down your throat. That's shelo kederach. In Hilchos Trumos, there's another type of shelo kederach. And that is if you derive benefit from it in a way that shelo kedavar hanitein, the way in which it was not made to have hanah. This Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that there's two halachos of shelo kederach. In Kainim Advarim, first pshat in the Gemara. Zokte like Gemara Desanya, I'll bring you a raya. What's the Gemara's raya Desanya when we see that by Shemen? The halach is Hashosa Shemen is Potur. Why is Hashosa Shemen Potur? Is it because Azuke Maskile you're damaging the body? Or it's Azuke Maskile because it's not a Dabar Hanitein? You're not using the Truma the way it was supposed to be used. And if you don't use it as a davar hanitein, so then in such a case you don't have the opportunity of the chomesh. It could be v'amevin yomim. There is a third havana now, disanya v'amevin yomim, because I'm connecting to yesterday's shir. But if you don't understand that, that's fine too. According to the Rambam, Rav Soloveitchik argued the disanya is the following raya. Disanya means that there is a davar hanitein for truma. And the halacha is, on Shemen, you don't get a Borei Priya Eitz, because it wasn't used as a Dover HaNitein. And if it wasn't used in its Dover HaNitein, so then it's not the prototypical Achila of Shemen. If it's not the prototypical Achila of Shemen, then it doesn't get a Borei Priya Eitz. This is the Desanya. V'amevin Yavin, it's a third way of understanding Desanya. But even if you don't have that Amevin Yavin, at the end of the day, this could be a legitimate way of reading the Gemara, and presumably, this is how the Meiri, in his second pshat, when he quotes the Yesh Mefarshim, who's presumably working with the Ritva, read the Desanya. It's how he read the Desanya. Okay, now. Rabosai, what happens if a person has hanah from a davar hanitein, but he doesn't have it in its normal way? Normal hanah. What if the tam hashemen, not tam only in taste, but the essence of the shemen, is not being utilized in its ideal form? What would you argue? Should there be no bracha? You got hanah, right? It's not mazik my guf. You just didn't use it in davar hanitein. Rashi might say no bracha. What does the Rambam say? There's svei dinim in Hilchos Brachos. One is having hanah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. That shakol niya bedvoroi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. And then there is utilizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world in its tafkid, in its matara, in its goal. And on that, what's the bracha? if you use it in what the pre was supposed to be, it's a bar priya etz, it's a bar priya adama. Shahakol niya bedvaro is if you have anah. Bar priya etz is if you used it for the davar anitein. Disanya! What's the raya from the brisa? The raya from the brisa is that if it's not a davar anitein, then it's not considered as if you got its ideal achila. And on that, it doesn't get a full bracha. The Ramba, the Gemara is bringing a raya to the idea of davar anitein. But azuke maskile means you'd be damaging the chefetz. By the way, I don't know where I'm starting and where I'm stopping, where Soleichik is starting. You read over the Rishim HaShiurim. I don't remember if Soleichik used the Me'iri. The Tzvei Dinim, Soleichik said. And if the Rife is from Hilchos Trumas, that's Soleichik's. But whether he claimed what I'm claiming, that the Rambam is working with this Havana Zuke Maskula, I don't remember anymore. It's not important. This is what we're learning. Our Rabbeim help us. You look back. That's not important. You'll decide whether this is Rav Soloveitchik's pshat or our pshat. But this is the MS. This is the MS Bedasa Ramba. Now, the only thing is, the Kesef Mishnah did learn differently, right? But I agree with Mason's Kasha. I agree with Mason's Kasha. That's why, all right, we have to, it's an alternative pshat than Marana Beis Yosef's pshat. In Kenim Advarim. So everything now is beautiful. Let's go back to the words of the Rambam. What were the Rambam's words? Hereches halacha beis. Avol. Well, let's start even about Bamed varim amurim shach vayachoshish begrona v'shas Hashem eni me'ashlapus ha'yotzeh v'hem sharei nena b'shtiyaso. He's nena from the oil in its ideal form. And his ikur goal is for the oil for his throat. Avol v'shas Hashem levato. But if he drank the shemen straight, or his throat wasn't bothering him, the only time you make a bracha is when you're truly nene in the time, the ideal time of the shemen. In this case, you're not. Now, the only difficulty with this pshat that I see is that the word Sharei Lo Nene B'tam Hashem, it doesn't necessarily sound like the Davar Anitein idea.
Yeah.
That's a Tzarech Iyun or a Soloveitchik's pshat. That's a Tzarech Iyun. But this, if you have a better pshat, I'm definitely game to if someone has a comprehensive pshat that is better than this, then I'm willing to revisit this over after Sukkot break, etc. Oh, let's see what time is. Okay. So let's see, we need to do halacha too? Okay, now. In Kenim Advarim, that this is the pshat in the Rambam, I think it's definitely a working pshat. I was thinking, I discussed this with Benny and Michal, I'm thinking, ulai, we can answer Magen Avraham's kasha as well. What was the Magen Avraham's kasha? So both pesachim in the Rambam are difficult. Number one, that the Rambam says that you make a shahakol when it's azuke maskile, so we need to answer that. And then the Rambam said that when you drink it with an anigra, with the beads, then you make a shakel. What was the Magen Avraham's kasha? What bracha should you make when you're drinking it as a... According to Rambam, when you drink it as a power drink, what bracha do you make?
Shakel.
What bracha, asks the Magen Avraham, should you make? Adama. What's the pshat? So Rabosai, in Kenim Advarim, maybe one could argue the following thing. What happens if I take vegetable soup and then I throw a lot of bad spices inside of it? I drink it, I eat it because it's nutritious, but at the end of the day, the soup is really, really bad. What bracha should a person make on soup that's really, really bad? You know what I think? Shahakol, not a bar priya adam.
How do you know
that's better?
What's that? Oh, so in halach, how does he know?
You do it based on the facial reaction.
You can taste without a bracha.
How do you know? So that's one of the things we discuss in Shalom Bayis. What happens if the soup is bad? So what happens if your wife cooked it before? by the way, that's a really serious. So, what would the bracha be? But on the other hand, it's nutritious. It's still edible. I'll just give you another maramakum for those who are ambitious. The Chavis Das and Simin Kuv Gimel discuss in Hilvas Treifus. What would halacha be if you're? It's a Rambam already in Macholas Asuras. What happens if you throw in bad tasting chemicals into a treifa piece of meat? So Rambam says Shloka Derech Hanasa, you don't get malchus. You know, this becomes halacha lemaisa. Pesach chametz medication, is the medication edible? But the chametz was edible, and then they threw in bad tasting chemicals. So what is that? Is that considered nifsal me'achilas kelev? The kelev won't eat it, but the chametz was edible. Same type of thing, similar type of idea. You have something that's bad tasting, but still nutritious. So we're not discussing halacha l'maisa now. According to the Rambam, l'nias daiti, the Rambam would say that the bracha is a shahakol. At least according to Rav Soloveitchik's Mahalach. Why would the bracha be a shahakol? Because they're no longer using the vegetables to davar aniten. The vegetables have been ruined as a davar aniten. Sharei lo nene b'tam ha-shemen. You're not being nene from the tam ha-shemen, so therefore you don't get a bar priya eitz. But you're no longer using the anigron in its ideal form either. Ulai, this will answer the second question as well that we had asked. And that every one of you should have asked when you read the Rambam. The reason why you're going to get a bore, you're not going to get a bore priyadon, you get a shakol, is because the anigron is no longer in its ideal form, because the shemen has ruined it. If you're using the shemen as choshesh begrono, so then the shemen's fine. But it's being ruined as well. Same kainim advar, maybe this will answer the Magen Avram's kasha as well. So maybe we can use the Soloveitchik's Mahalach to answer for this also. Tov. Let's stop for 3 minutes and prepare for Mincha, and then come back for Halacha.